Parshas Bereishis, the Torah, is Nefarit, the Bria of all the different Nivraim. And the last Nivra, the last creation, is actually the Adam. Adam was Nivra B'yom Shishi, the last creation. And Chazal tell us, Rabbeinu Bechai in the Parsha, is Marach in this. This is because of the godless of the Mensch. He is actually the Nezer, the crown, and the Tachlis of the Bria. Everything was created for the human being, for the Adam. Therefore he is last. So, Soif Ma'isa B'machshava T'chila. However, the Mefarshim shtel an interesting art, that the Torah in each of the creations, the Torah fears Ois, and it says Vayar Elikim Ki Toiv. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said Ki Toiv, and the Shleimus of each one of the Nevroim. However, Davka by the Adam, the Bri of Adam in the sixth day, it doesn't say directly Ki Toiv. Even on the Behemoth and the Chayas, which are located on the Yom Shishi, beforehand it says, "Vayas alakim es Chayas haaretz lemino es abehem lemino vayar alakim kitoiv." But by the Adam, it doesn't say directly in the Adam kitoiv. After bringing the Bria to Adam, the pasuk says, "Vayar alakim es kol asher asa bini toiv moi." It goes on the kolius of the Bria, but it's not mefarid on the Adam kitoiv. In fact, in the Sefer Ikrim, one of the Shainim, we have Yosef Albo, he asks, another Mefarshim asks this question, the opposite would be Mstaber, Dafka, another region, and on the Bria of Adam, that should be Ki Toiv, that was the Toiv, that was the Tachlis of the Bria. So, the Sefer Ikrim says, a fascinating answer, that should change our outlook on the Bria's Adam, and Batsim should change our Avonah and Gansin, and what is really the Mahus of a human being. Explains the Sefer Yikarim that the Taitch of Ki Toiv, the idea of Ki Toiv means when something is b'shlemus. It's mavur like that in Rashi before in Yom Sheni. Itaka doesn't say directly in Yom Sheni when the Kadosh Baruch Hu created the Rikia to Mavdu Be Ma'ala Ma'ala. It doesn't say Ki Toiv. It says it in Yom Shlishi instead. Rashi says why? If Me'ala Nemar Ki Toiv B'Yom Sheni, Fishaloi Hoy Nigmar Malechas Amayim Ad Yom Shlishi, Right Hischol Ba B'Sheni, the Davar Shlei Nigmar Einoy B'Miluoy V'Toivoy. Then it says Ki Toiv twice. We see in Rashi Ki Toiv is said when something is complete, when it comes to a shlemish, a completion, a perfection. And since the Bria of the Mayim wasn't finished until Yom Shlishi, so then it wasn't completed, so it wasn't said Ki Toiv in Yom Sheni. Zok the Sefer Ikrim, the reason why it doesn't say Ki Toiv by the Bria Adam is because although all other creations, the plants, the Chayas, the Behemoths, the Oifus, the Shratzim, B'shas, their initial creation, they were b'shleimus, they were kitoiv. But the Adam, when the Adam was created, he was created imperfect. He wasn't created b'shleimus. He didn't have a perfection. And that's why it wasn't able to say kitoiv. For us, what was he missing? Explains the Sefer Ikrim of the following. That there are two types of shleimus. There's a shleimus he calls a shleimus of mitzias. That the nivra, the creation, when it was created in a perfect form, more or less, and was already in its perfect form. And then there's a second type of shleimus, a shleimus atachlis, which the Sefer Ikrim says, is a shleimus that has to be moitzi min hakoyach el hapoel. It's created in a state of latent potential, and it has to be developed. It's a different type of shleimus. Zok the Sefer Ikrim, Zok Rabbi Yosef Alba, all the other nivroim, behemus, chayus, they were created more or less perfect. Chazal, shor ben yoimai karui shor. A shor from the day old, it's called a shor already. But in Adam, he's created with unrealized greatness, unrealized potential, untapped potential. And his shleimus has to be developed. Right? We marchiv explain what the Sefer Karma is saying. All right, a shor also grows. A shor grows physically. A shor is when it's born, it's not as heavy as it is when it eventually dies. It's not as big. So the Sefer Karma explains that's not a fundamental change. There's no fundamental change. A few hundred more pounds, a few inches, a little more here. In all the other Nevroim, there's no fundamental change. They're more or less created in their perfect state, in their final state. But human being, he's created be'etzem, that is ikr, his ikr mailo. So if they say for him, the mailo nafshis. His ikr mailo, his ikr shlemus, isn't created b'chlal in a developed state when at b'shas bria. That is totally made to be developed. That means there are big, basic, fundamental changes that a human being is supposed to be making in his life. And we'll see, let's explain a little bit. Sefer Karim explains with this a pasuk that we just read into Koheles. The pasuk says, "Umoyser habehema, Moyser adam and habehema, oyin ki akol hevel." Which this is explaining the background of the pasukim, the Shlomo Melech in Koheles. He's pointing out the hevel of the world, the futility of the world. Ki mikra, and he says, "Paragimul ki mikra bnei adam and mikra behema mikra echad lehem." They both have the same occurrences. Ki moyzeh kein moyzeh, v'ruach echad lekol. Koheles is being misbinded and is looking that we have a very sad, sobering fact that people, they're born and they die after many years, and it seems like it's a circle, life is a circle. Just like a behemoth, he was born, he was around the world, and what did he accomplish? He ended up going back to the same place. He didn't accomplish too much in his life. And within that, those psukim, he says, which seems to mean that a human being seems like he doesn't have any advantage over a behemoth. There's no hevdil. Zok to sefer, that's not pshat pasuk. Pasuk is saying there is a hevdil. But the hevdil, the advantage of a human being over behemoth, licked in the word oyin. In oyin, what is oyin? Oyin is something that is lacking. Not. It's not. It's the undeveloped, it's the potential. In fact, Zokhtav Mesefirkim, that's the pasuk is telling me, what makes a human being different than a behemoth? That he has oyin. If you live your life that once was, will always be. I was created a bal gaiva, I'll always be a bal gaiva. I was created with a big mouth. I always have a big mouth. I'll never be able to change. I never was a masmid. I was never the studious type. That's me, come on, that's who I am. That's a behemoth. A behemoth, the Moral says, behemoth is loshen oisi, is bo ma. Bo, what he is. Ma, I'm sorry, ma is bo. What he is isn't ready in him. So you say, yeah, what was? It's going to go, kol hilich ha-mokam echad, teva. Teva is like a galgal, it stays, remains the same. That's a behema. If you like that, then taka, there is no hevedil, there is no advantage of a human being over a behema. But if you realize oyin, if you realize that a human being, he's created meikar, his ki toiv is not, he's not created, it's created, he's a work in progress, maybe we could say. That is the nature of the human being. He's b'cheftza, a work in progress. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created him as a constantly changing being. So therefore he's never limited. And this is an idea that I'm explaining on myself, to try to work on myself, and I see in other people. We have this tendency to handicap ourselves, to tighten ourselves up, the way we are, the family we're born in. Certain was, you know, his grandfather's a doctor, his father's a doctor, he's a doctor. We seem to be, we don ourselves as final products, we're born. We think the way we are was a final product, but it's not so. This is a thought that has to accompany us on the time of Bereishis. You're talking about Bereishis, everyone likes Bereishis. There's a smile on everyone's face in Parshas Bereishis. It's a fresh start. It's a new fresh start. It's a certain enthusiasm. It's a certain upbeat feeling that we have a fresh start. We see this, a little baby, a child, an infant. They have a certain, they touch everyone's heart. They catch everyone's heart. Why? What is one of the reasons? Because they symbolize potential. They're unblemished. They're unformed. You know, they're not finished products. They have the whole future in front of them. We look at ourselves, unfortunately, and a lot of times we think we're finished products. We're finished. This is who we are. You know, what could I do? Listen, I never had zitzflash. I never was the one who could sit down over a sefer. This is who I am. You know, me, chesed is not my thing. Thinking of other people, ben olam malkim is my thing. Ben olam lechaveri is not my thing. We tend to tie ourselves up as finished products. Here, understanding what is the true Bereishis, what is the true Bereishis, is a pasuk that the Sefer Yikarim brings, and also in pasuk in Koheles. Koheles says in Perek Zayin, "Toiv Shem Yishem and Toiv Yoyim Hamavis Miyoyim Hivoldei." The Yoyim Hamavis is better than the day of the birth. Why? Zok the Sefer Yikarim with this yisoid. The day of birth, he's undeveloped. Right? We look at the baby and we say, "Okay, that's Kavalik, that's the Glick. He has potential." But no, that's not where a human being is supposed to end his life. If he just ends his life with potential, he's chaser. He's less than a behemoth. He's less than a behemoth. Behemoth, at least he was born with his shlemus. He has a shlemus. He's recognized his shlemus. A human being is a human being, in definition, is a developing is a work in progress. He's a work in progress. He's a developing being. He has to develop. And if there's huge areas in his life that are undeveloped, that just remain yom hivolda, just remain voracious, just remain that kashmaka feeling that we have, we start voracious. Oh, we could start fresh. However, it's not recognized and it's not potential. It's not brought out. That's a shod. Then you don't have kitoiv. The kitoiv is when we work and when we change. And this is what we have to try to change. We have this tendency to stay who we are. My shver, so it says over sometimes a line that he heard over 40 years ago, going back here from his soul, Glustein Shlita, when he was a bacher in the mir. So there was a tkufa, for whatever the reasons, he was away from yeshiva for 2 months, over 2 months. And when he came back to yeshiva, so the first person he met, the one coming in, was Rabbi Saul Glustein. He was, I think, a younger man then. And he asked him, what's his nice in yeshiva? What's new in yeshiva? What's going on in yeshiva's mir? So Rabbi Glustein turned to him and said, new? Nothing's new. Says, Who changes? People, everyone is just more the same. Everyone's the same thing, just more of what they were. More of the same. This is what he's saying. He's saying, that's a behemoth. People, they were masbid before. They learned 10 blat, another 3 blat. Say that. That's not, you're not making fundamental changes. People have the ability, a human being, an Adam. This is what the Sefer Karma is saying. An Adam has the ability to change. And the oimik of what the Sefer Ikram is saying is the bereishis of a human being never finished. The bria of a human being never finished. That baby, when you see that baby, and you have this slight, good feeling in your heart, because he has the potential, you're one and the same. Okay, you're not totally fresh paper like a baby. But the Sefer Ikram is saying there are so many parts of you that are undeveloped. There's so many parts of me and you that are undeveloped, totally undeveloped. You could start at any time. You weren't ever into davening. Some people, they readily admit, I go to the shul. It's not such a shul, it's only davening. What could I do? It's not never davening. I never got into davening. There's an undeveloped part of you. Go and develop it. Don't handicap yourself. Don't cut yourself off. Don't make yourself a behemoth. There's tons of potential here. Your bria hasn't been finished. You have to change the way you look at yourself. We have to change our idea of what an Adam is. This is the idea behind that, which it doesn't say ki toiv b'shas bria Adam. Avada, the mensch, is the tachas of the bria. And when the mensch is moitzi all his keichas l'poil, the many different things, the many different areas that Kadosh Baruch Hu created, that he should taka be moitzi l'poil. So, Father, that is the greatest kitoiv that is possible. But during the time being, we have to know there's no such thing as teva. That's who I am. People answer me. That's who I am. No, a human being, he's a work in progress. No such thing. That's who I am. An Adam, not only does he have the ability to change, that's who he is. That's what the Sefer Karma is saying. That is an Adam. People who totally recognize the potential, they go up to Shemayim. Chanoich and Elio, they went up to Shemayim, Loimesu, they finished, they totally made to the poil. But Kolzman, you're still a human being. You are a working, changing, an undeveloped Bria, and you have to be Moitzi, your Koiches, the poil. And then you're going to be Zeichet, the Ki Toiv.